Democracy in action today in New Hampshire as New Hampshire voters go to the polls. There are some scattered snow flurries in the air in New Hampshire this morning, but the weather is not expected to be a factor in the voting today in the presidential primary after the storm yesterday did slow down some of the last-minute campaigning. Among those in the waiting mode this morning for the results to come in tonight is Boston Globe political reporter James Pendle, who's been helping us watch the primary campaign for the past few months. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob. We're finally here.
Finally, right. We know the polls show Donald Trump continuing to lead the GOP race. Bernie Sanders still way out front on the Democratic side. What's your sense of the last 48 hours of the campaign? Did the last-minute appeals change anything?
Well, I'm not so sure, but there is a sense on the ground that we're all waiting for a surprise, that these polls are not right. And because these polls really are telling different stories all over the place. Yes, you go with the assumption that I guess that Bernie Sanders will win, and I guess that Donald Trump will win. But there are a lot of question marks if that's even true. And then there are question marks on by how much.
You know, there have been quite a few attacks going back and forth between the campaigns in the last 48 hours or so. What's your sense of them? And let's start with the Republicans, Donald Trump and Jeb Bush continuing to pummel each other. Is that going to make any difference?
It may help Jeb Bush. I mean, Donald Trump has this big lead. I mean, here's the dynamic. I mean, Donald Trump has been leading every single poll in New Hampshire since July. That was not the case for him in Iowa, where Ben Carson had the lead in October and Ted Cruz took the lead in December. It's been pretty consistent here, and the race had always been for second place. Last week, it looked like Marco Rubio could give a serious challenge to Donald Trump. But then he had a pretty bad debate on Saturday night, and that stopped that momentum. And now we're just trying to figure out who's going to be in second place. So Donald Trump, that gap between first and second got bigger. And if, you know, Jeb Bush is punching up, I guess he could benefit from this.
Your sense that New Hampshire will sort out or not sort out the race beyond Trump for Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, John Kasich?
Yeah, I think it's going to have to be a 1-2 punch. It's not just going to be New Hampshire. I think South Carolina is going to play a bigger role in sorting this out. But look, I could be wrong in just, you know, 12 hours from now, but it does appear that that establishment lane, we have, you know, 9 candidates running. We have an outsider lane, which is clearly Trump. We have a conservative lane, which is clearly Cruz. And that sort of establishment moderate lane where a lot of donors are waiting to figure out who can they pick who might be more electable than those two in their opinion, that may not be sorted out tonight.
All right. Quick answer to this question. Does it seem that New Hampshire will make Hillary Clinton's push to the nomination more complicated unless New Hampshire delivers, as you said up top, one of its surprises and passes Sanders or comes pretty close?
Yeah, I think it will make it more complicated. That's the more logical path here. Clearly, if Hillary Clinton were to win here in New Hampshire, the race would be effectively over, even though Bernie Sanders has raised a lot of money and outraised Hillary Clinton, which in and itself is a remarkable feat. But Bernie Sanders is expected to win in New Hampshire tonight, and we're going to be fighting tonight. They'll be fighting tonight over what is a win. I mean, if it's clearly in double digits, good for Bernie. If it's in single digits, then we're going to have a lot of conversation. If she wins, it's over.
James Pendle, political reporter for the Boston Globe, a regular guest here on Morning Edition. We'll talk to you tonight on WBUR during our election coverage, which starts at 7 p.m. And thanks a lot.
Thank you.